Welcome to Igbo Table Talk with Ollie and
Emeka.
All right, so do you want to just go right into it?
Let's go right into it.
All right,
absolutely.
Okay, so the topic is Dirty December.
Dirty December.
Oh yeah, sorry, Dirty December.
How's that spelled?
Dirty December. D-E-T-T-Y.
T-T-Y, yeah.
Dirty. Yeah, Dirty.
Not dirty.
I thought you were trying to like quiz me or something.
Oh no, probably.
Oh okay. Okay. Yes.
Dirty Dirty.
Yeah. So yeah, so Dirty. Dirty December.
So what is Dirty December? Get up with Dirty December.
Okay.
What is that?
Oh, you asking me? You want me to explain? Or
I can answer, but I'm gonna ask you.
Oh, okay.
I think we might have two definitions.
Okay. So Dirty December.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty much. So it's not. I think this is December. It's like going, traveling back home. Africa, Ghana, Zambia, Cameroon, whichever.
Okay.
You know, and just pretty much just like going wild in a way, like hitting the clubs.
Okay.
I think there was even like one real. The chick stayed up, partied like from noon to
noon. I think
noon to morning, like morning to morning, 24 hours. I don't know, but literally her makeup was like dripping off. So that's like what the December is like. Pretty much just go party, you know, like, you know, just having the time of your life, not just clubbing, but just having the time of your life.
Literally,
yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, in Africa, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, in Africa, exactly.
Yeah, and it's kind of like different from just traveling with family. This is
right.
This December, you know, like happens when you're traveling with friends or like going
That's
solo.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Oh, is your point?
Yeah, because
yeah.
I had a friend like I was like, oh, did you travel with family or did you do this December?
Uh-huh.
And they said the travel with family.
Yeah, it's
so different. You know,
it's
like when you travel with family, you
it's
are staying.
Still fun.
It's fun. But like it's a different type of fun.
Yeah.
It's definitely like like family fun. Like you're
right.
Hanging out with the family. You're like in the village.
It's like no noon rule.
Yeah.
Next day.
Yeah. So it's not that type. So this December is like
different.
Yeah. It's like fun with friends.
Yeah.
So that's my interpretation of this December.
So I agree with that. So Dirty December is Giga Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And before I used to think that Dirty December, or at least from the perspective, it was West Africa mainly. But actually, I'll say Africa.
Everywhere, South Africa.
South Africa, Cape Town is always
all
like Zambia, Zimbabwe.
Botswana, every
Kenya.
All of it. Just going
they
over
just
there.
Just go.
Yeah.
And Dirty December is so perfect.
Tanzania.
It's so perfect a thing because December is the time when most African descendants go back and visit. Right?
And honestly, this year, well, I guess ending of last year, like 2023 December, it seems
heavy.
Like
it was heavy.
Every person, like my story,
your whole neighborhood was gone.
Was like my whole family,
your whole community, like whatever city you're from,
all
in
my
the
uncles,
States,
like and his family,
literally,
all the uncles, like aunties, like all of them, they were your parents,
everyone
my dad,
everyone
was gone.
So literally, any city you're from in the States. Some community was like half gone because everyone was in December.
Seriously, like every other story is someone somewhere in Africa.
It was heavy. I still think the heaviest population for Dirty December is Ghana.
Mm.
Ghana
I definitely
reigns
think so.
Supreme.
Yeah, because I think, because I feel like right now Ghana, like they're really getting that tourism.
They got it. The
thing,
money.
Like,
it's locked.
They have that. Yeah,
it's locked. And I think it's a good thing for
Ghana. It's not just like people.
No,
like, it's not just like Ghanaians going back to Ghana.
No,
now it's
no,
like
no.
Americans.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. I wouldn't be surprised if Spanish start going to December. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I like.
I'm telling you.
White folks are going to.
Oh, that one long time now. How that guy came here? We know that. But I think that it's great because it helps boost economy. I know.
Definitely.
The year before last, I saw an article somewhere briefly. They said over $1 billion goes to West Africa as a whole in the midst of Dirty December. I believe that incorporates flights. It incorporates goods that are sent back in barrels or shipped across the Atlantic, right? So the volume of money that goes back to the various countries, it equates more than $1 billion.
Mm.
That's what I saw in an article one time.
Okay,
and
I
so it's cool. I think Dirty December is perfect. Now, when you think about Dirty December,
mm-hmm.
what do you believe makes it great?
What do I believe makes it great?
Yeah.
Hi, baby.
Yeah, so that she had to laugh. Yeah. What do you
okay.
think makes it great?
I don't even know. Like, I don't know. It's like I'm like running blank right now.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty much like a vacation, honestly.
Basically,
like, I feel like any vacation is great. Like, whenever I'm on vacation, seriously, whenever I'm on vacation,
any enjoyment,
I'm on cloud nine.
Enjoyment,
like,
I'm
free from work, and then you're somewhere warm.
Mm-hmm,
you know, like, it's like an escape. feel like that's December, like, what, especially if you, you know, go with friends or whatever, like, it's like an escape, and you're somewhere where, like, it's your own people.
That, you know what, all you have to do now, so you might, this December,
like your own people.
On a way, she need him now. Oh, so and the dick again,
yeah, in Africa, yeah, right? Africa, definitely, yeah.
And Omo Mexico got you, Obuhu London got you,
yeah,
it got you, Obu the Africa, and Gilania Madu, open Madu now when it did December, Hana Gia guy balls on Africa.
That's true,
some folks just enter into other parts of Africa.
Yeah, because I know, like, if I was to step foot in any country in Africa, like, I'm going to feel at home.
Yeah.
I felt at home in Jamaica.
For sure, imagine,
it doesn't have to be Nigeria. Like, I'm going to feel at home.
I feel very relaxed in Jamaica, too. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, at the end of the day, I think let the December keep going. We're excited to see it. And we know everyone's back now, so everyone's adjusting back to everything.
And why do you think it keeps getting bigger? Because honestly, like, 2023 was epic.
In my head, more people are getting money, more of our generation. We're at a better level where we can start investing
our money. And we don't have to go with our parents
anymore. Of course, now. But even before.
And it's becoming easier to, like, travel. Because before, like, you had to, like, go with your parents.
Know the terrain, I guess.
Yeah, but now it's like people are learning to, like, it's like, hey, I can actually go to Nigeria and stay in Lagos. I don't have to go to Omari.
or you can go to Nigeria and stay in Owerri.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to. Yeah, you can, like, because, you know, I feel like we're traveling. Like, there's so many different ways now to, like, book your travel that makes it so much easier like, move around and navigate. Yeah. You know, the internet has made information so accessible that you can literally just, like, you know, book your flight, find a place to stay over there without having to, like, have connections with uncles and all this.
That's
how, like, our parents do it. Like, you know, they get,
it's
even
true.
My dad, like, you know, he made connections with the uncles to book his hotel,
to pick him up,
my budget, to this, all of that, you know? So it's like,
that's changed.
Yeah, I feel like we're able to, like, you know, travel to Mexico or, like, DR or Puerto Rico, wherever we go. You know, the same way we can easily do the same thing. Like,
I agree.
Like my dad, like, I booked his ticket.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's that easy. Everything is accessible. I think also the branding, Date December.
Exactly. No, not that, but also.
Because, like, 5 years ago, Date December wasn't a thing.
True. And also Ghana as a country has established themselves on a policy level.
Mm-hmm.
African American, when it came to Ghana, Zuala, you know, Zu him nimo budaha, no, and Yago ebina, no.
Ooh.
So it's becoming become an investment.
Mm.
You see what I mean? So I think that's what makes it great.
That's true, but I think also the branding, Date December.
No, the branding is
becoming a thing. We're like, you know, FOMO, like fear of missing out,
right? Yeah.
It's like, especially, like, you know, the more you see people's Date December,
and also
you start thinking like, I must go.
And also,
I must go this December.
And also, what other part of the world can you really go and stay? All like the clubs, nothing is closing.
Mm.
Everything is. They stay open longer than New York City. That's in December.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, because people are seeing other people do it.
Yeah, the
brand.
How
easy
and
accessible it is.
Yeah.
It's like now, it's like, even me, I'm like, dang, I want to. It's like, oh, these people are like really living it up over
out there.
You know?
Swerving.
It's like, you see someone's story and it's like, dang, let me stop planning my December for 2024.
And,
kind of thing.
You
like,
know what?
You know that, that's how we are. Like,
absolutely. Social media.
We are low-key followers.
Yes,
you see one person do it, you want to go do it also.
But my excitement is just how this impacts Africa in a positive light.
Yeah,
and
definitely the money.
I'm happy for that and I'm cheering to that all the way.
Definitely the money, because it's becoming, you know, like before, it was such a foreign place to go to. Like,
several years ago,
absolutely. But now people are realizing,
not just the
natives, but like everyone else is realizing, like, oh dang, like Africa has a lot to offer. It's not just jungles. It's not just safaris. Like,
it's becoming a power place.
Yeah, it really is. And I think also, like, just how Afrobeat is, like, making its rounds. I feel like it's helping people to also see, like, oh wow, this is Africa.
Exactly.
Like, wow, this place is nice.
True.
You know, like, it really is kind of like giving people a new perspective of what Africa is and making it more, I don't know, more
attractive,
palatable. Yes, attractive too. Yeah.
Cheers to 3rd December.